Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Greg Walsh, CEO of GG Productions, GNG Productions, who hosts the festival, joins us this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Darren.
Good morning to you.
Greg.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So, Greg, how's it going with you guys? Are you still receiving a lot of flack from last year's event?
Darren, sure. Difficult to explain the last 8 or 9 months. It's been, you know, I think the whole story of COVID-19 is massively contentious. The idea of vaccinations are contentious. I'm not going to say it any other way than it is. It's been, you know, definitely a very difficult time for us personally.
Sure.
I mean, the death threats, there was some horrible stuff that went on as well. And
yeah.
I understand.
Sorry.
You know, it's been tough, but also for the whole industry. I look at the events and arts and sports culture sectors, and 1.3 million jobs are estimated gone at the moment. So we got to do something.
Yeah. Greg, good morning. It's Sky here. I got a two-part question. I mean, I think it's fair to say maybe 9 months ago we weren't as clued up about this virus as we are now. So I think when I say that you guys got it terribly wrong, I think it's fair. You guys did get it wrong. So with now that we've heard that it's happening this year, thousands of kids are going to be checked and tested, and you have to show a vaccine card. Tell us how that process is going to work.
Sure. So basically, you obviously need to be fully vaccinated, so either a double dose of the Pfizer shot or a single dose of the Johnson & Johnson. I know the government's busy working with other vaccines as well. If any of those become approved, they'll be accepted as well. But the baseline is fully vaccinated for all staff and attendees. We're not going to rely on the vaccination cards. I'm not sure if you guys have been vaccinated, but you know, you've seen them. You can literally handwrite them yourself. So
yeah.
We will we'll obviously be using the Department of Health's EVDS passport system, which they say will be ready in a week. If that's not ready, we actually do have an access through one of our medical practitioners into the EVDS system to do direct lookups. So we'll firstly authenticate the vaccination status. Once we've done that, you'll move through to our medical tent, where you will receive a rapid antigen test. Provided that's negative, you can collect your RAGE bracelet, and basically that will then give you that day and the following day access. And thereafter, on the third day, you'll need to go same process through the rapid antigen testing station again, and on the fifth and final day through the rapid antigen testing station again. And the staff, we really want to look after staff this year. Last year, staff also tested positive. So, you know, on the staff side, it will be the authenticated vaccination status, and then a test every day for anyone who works at the site.
Well, first of all, Greg,
ticked all your boxes.
Before we go any further, I just want to say good luck for this event. I know you guys went through a very rough time. Wouldn't wish that on anyone. And I think well done on doing your absolute best to try and give these learners some sort of normal kind of end of school. So thank you for that. But when it comes down to this event, it is one of the first events where anyone who is unvaccinated will lose their right to attend. Now, has this brought any backlash from the public?
The first thing is, I think we're also at a point where we're saying, even with all these measures in place, we're not going to push ahead with the event if by the time we get to December, there isn't a framework to also do something fun for the matric.
Okay.
I think that was the other learning from last year.
Yeah.
Is, you know, what we did was so restrictive in terms of mask wearing and social distancing and COVID compliance officers and a denied liquor license. And, you know, at the end of the day, if we're saying you've got to be vaccinated and constantly tested, at least this then also gives you a platform to enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
So we need a framework for events that allows there to be a break for the matrix. Because we also, you know, we've always stood for an amazing experience and an amazing event. And we
want
to
feel for them, man. Shame, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then on to the second part of your question, just about vaccination. You know, again, I'm not a big vaxxer. I don't get the flu shot every year. I like the idea that my body's exposed to things and it builds its own.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had my COVID-19 vaccination. I think it's just, it's a sign of the times, and I think it's a period. I think to get the sport, arts and culture sector open, because obviously there's a lot of risk involved with these types of events and gatherings. If what it takes to get us open and started safely is to say, as private businesses, no vax, no entry.
Yeah.
We all hope for a time, 6 months, a year, 24 months down the line where we can say, right, it's no longer necessary, and, you know, everyone's welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think many artists, performers, everyone in the hospitality industry echoes exactly what you're saying right now. Whatever it takes, let's get a semblance of normal back. Let's get the industry open again. Greg Walsh, the CEO of G&G Productions, who hosts Bolito Rage, thank you so much for joining us.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.